In 2014, NASA settled on a Kuiper Belt asteroid, MU69, for New Horizons' post-Pluto adventures. They still don't know the exact best route to intercept or just how big this icy rock is.
The estimates range from as small as 5 kilometers in diameter to potentially 50 to 60 kilometers in diameter.
Alejandro Soto works for the Boulder office of San Antonio's Southwest Research Institute. He's a planetary scientist, but in the wee hours of Monday morning, he was just one more guy staring into the sky in Argentina's Patagonia region, ensuring that New Horizons had the best data possible for determining just where MU69 is and where it's going.
We're staring at the star, and we have a prediction of the moment when this icy rock, super distant from here, is going to pass in front of the star at a very precise moment.
It's called an occultation. Based on existing data, they predicted several sites over the course of the last 2 months when MU69 would be visible and what part of the Earth it would be best visible from. They then sent teams with as many as 60 people to regions from South Africa to last night's site outside the city of Comodoro Rivadavia, all to grab 200 milliseconds of observation, with which they could fine-tune their approach route for an asteroid more than 50 times farther away than the distance of Earth to the Sun. Monday morning was the final chance scientists had to collect data to adjust their course. Soto says it went off near perfectly, which was a relief after a week of battling the wind.
Turns out this is one of the windiest cities in the world, which is not good if you want stable observations of stars.
Soto says 23 of the 25 telescopes were able to collect data. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.